You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Most writers and radio show hosts know that to connect with your fans, you need to do more than just write books or record the latest podcasts. There are many different elements that go into forming an online platform, but there are also many hidden traps. To make matters worse, solid advice on how to survive the muddy waters is scarce. In the book Hidden Traps, I talk about some of the important issues of working with an online platform, highlighting traps that could put your physical or internet security at risk, or be harmful to your reputation. Are your social media posts just links with a few disjointed words making you look like someone who can't complete a sentence? Did your new website cost you more than you anticipated? Are you leaking your personal contact details across the web without even knowing it? Then you need Hidden Traps. Hidden Traps is now available in paperback and ebook from a variety of retailers, including Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Kobo. Visit blackwolfpublications.com for more details.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just text FINANCE, FINANCE, to 357-911 right now to get started. That's FINANCE, FINANCE, to 357-911. Auto financing the easy way. Text FINANCE to 357-911.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not the government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty HealthShare is founded on the idea that most people truly want to help one another. Healthcare sharing allows members to do just that as a true community that supports one another in times of need. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your health care while helping those around you. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. Again, that's 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or you can check them out at libertyhealthshare.org. Again, that's libertyhealthshare.org.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm. But even then, he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
At St. Jude, a family never sees a bill at all. It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Sometimes writers feel lost, unsure why a passage may not be working. It takes another set of eyes to help us nurture our writing into full maturity. At Black Wolf Editorial Services, we strive to enable writers to develop and grow, offering manuscript critiques and line edits through a mentoring editorial style. We also offer assistance on generating a writer's bio for your websites. Black Wolf Editorial Services, nurturing your writing into maturity. For a full list of services, visit blackwolfeditorial.com.
You're listening to the Spark Radio Network, internet radio like you've never heard before. Innovation, creativity, and imagination are all said to begin with a spark. So fasten your seatbelt and take the ride of your life and listen for the spark.
I keep swinging for the fences. It's like this heart is defenseless against the passion that's pumping through my veins. Blood, sweat, tears, it's a calling. And if I can't walk, then I'm crawling. It might flicker, but they can't kill the flame. I can't stop, I can't quit.
It might flicker, but they can't kill the flame. That lyric means everything to me right now because the last few weeks have been really hard for me. I went for broke, tried to get a spot on local radio, came in second. Didn't quite know how to deal with it because on one hand I was really, really happy because I walked in off the street and almost got my own radio show. On the other hand, I really thought that was what God wanted me to do right then, that second. So the fact that I didn't get it kind of started putting all kinds of doubts back in my head. Those doubts are gone. What we have determined now is we're going to refocus back to reaching people and impacting lives because the numbers don't matter. The only thing that matters is, are we impacting people? I don't care if it's one person, because if I can motivate one person to decide to get involved, whether it's national level, local level, got an announcement coming up local level, so I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag yet, though. I had a bit of an epiphany over the last few days, and I've decided, what the hell. So KLRN Radio is actually not the first project I worked on as far as a streaming platform. There was a project that I worked on before, K98 Talk. You guys may have heard me talk about it before. So what you guys may not know is we were one of the pioneer groups when it came to this streaming live radio. Because up until then, everybody'd pretty much been doing like podcast stuff, or they had these little things on Blog Talk Radio, or it was all kind of built in and set up for you, and it sounded like really, really bad, like 1970s AM radio stuff. But so anyway, not to bash that, because that was actually our first platform until we figured everything else out. But we've been doing this for a very long time. So I've made a decision. Grassroots radio, which is what I call this stuff, because I hate internet radio, I hate streaming radio, because everybody just down-talks. Well, you're just on the internet. You know? No, actually, I'm all over the place. It's like I said when I was on KOKC, I'm the guy who's everywhere that nobody's heard of. Well, now people have heard of me, because of the exposure that I've gotten on KOKC and a few other platforms. So we're going to do what grassroots radio hasn't really done up until now. Starting probably November or December, I'm going to start launching a once-a-week show on the weekends that will be Oklahoma-centric. I've been talking about doing it for a long time. I have put off doing it because of my tacit involvement with KOKC and then nearly getting a job there. But I've decided that, I'm not going to be directly competing with those guys, even if we were on at the same time slot. I wouldn't consider myself a competitor because, internet, what can I say? But anyway, so there is a project that will be coming soon. Yeah, I know, I'm putting another project on my plate. Good lord, one of these days I'm going to need a bigger plate, but not at dinner because I'm fat. Alright, so this song's been playing way too long. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-9050. That's 800-610-9050. 800-610-9050.
Individuals and business.
Keep on doing what you do, Rick. You're my favorite host. Favorite host.
Thanks, Mike. Checks in the mail.
I'm going off the rails on a crazy train. I'm going off the rails on a crazy train.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
All right, folks, programming note for the folks that are streaming the show elsewhere. We will not be taking the network break that's supposed to start just now because I blew the show clock at the beginning. But I'm the boss, so what are they going to do? All right, so anyway, this is America Off the Rails. I'm your host, Rick Robinson. We are live right now on KLRNradio.com. We do this thing typically every Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday right now. And then, of course, we do Robinson right on Friday night. And don't forget, right after me, every Tuesday and Thursday, we have me again, but it's with Jen and Rick. So it's not just me pontificating. It's actually somebody that knows what they're talking about. My co-host, Jen Homestead, who is absolutely awesome. All right, so lots of stuff to talk about today. You know, it's funny that we open the show with going off the rails because the whole country right now is just completely gone off the rails. It's one of the, I mean, you know, this has been the title of my show basically since its inception because this all started towards the beginning of the Obama administration when my company folded and everything was going nuts and I lost everything I'd worked 12 years to build and it was just, I don't know, bad time. So, you know, it was one of those things where I started ranting and raving, and it eventually became therapy, and then eventually I started getting paid for it a little bit, and nearly have been, actually, this is now my second attempt to get onto terrestrial radio full-time. Neither have gone the way I had hoped, but it is still more experience, so I'm going to keep plugging away. So, but what we're going to talk about today, because of the way everything is going off the rails, is the Democrats. And now they seem to be trying to take our justice system completely off the rails. Because, look, guys, again, I'm not trying to take away from what this woman is saying, but I want this to sink in. This was 36 years ago. 36 years ago. The statute of limitations, if there was a crime, has long passed. There is no federal bearing on anything that she is talking about. This has not been brought up before now. There were never any charges filed. There can never be any charges filed because it's been too long. And now to top it all off, the Senate finally says, we're going to give everybody a chance to have their side of the story heard. We're going to set a hearing for Monday. And now she basically falls off the map. Now, the reason this is important, I want this to sink in. She went through the trouble of doing a polygraph test. She has completely removed herself from social media. Her account still exists, but pretty much everything is blank. Instagram, I mean, I don't even know how she did most of it. Even Google searches for this woman are now basically coming up empty. So you can't tell me this is not some sort of an organized smear campaign. And if that makes me some sort of He-Man woman hater, then I will gladly wear the title because you guys remember I don't even know how to articulate this right now because the fact that we keep coming back to this, well, if you don't believe her, then you believe rape is okay. First of all, what she described wasn't rape. I'm sorry. By a legal definition, it was not rape. Could it be termed assault? Yes. Has anybody bothered to look up the statute of limitations for assault? Just asking. Because, yeah, it's law. It is nowhere near 36 years. And that's what we're dealing with right now. And I know, you know, it's well, you can't talk bad about the victim, Rick. Well, what if he's the victim? He categorically denies this. Her story's now changed multiple times from the number of people that were there to what happened and when it happened and how it happened, and she hasn't even really given any specifics about where she was or when exactly it was. And I hear all these people, well, I work with people that are traumatized all the time, and it's not uncommon for them to not mention anything until they're finally triggered and realize that they can't take enough, and maybe hearing his name come back up in the news was enough to trigger her to finally decide she needed to tell somebody about it. All right, so let's take let's set all that aside. So just for one second, let's say everything that she's saying is true. So she gets this letter to, well, I think it was Feinstein, right? So she gets this letter to DiFi. DiFi's had it since July. This is now September. Halfway through September, she held on to this letter because it was a poison arrow as far as she was concerned. Because they're trying to stall Kavanaugh's nomination. What they're hoping to do is draw things out to the point where the Supreme Court actually goes into session. Because then they're going to be able to make the argument, well, it doesn't really make any sense to appoint anybody now because the Supreme Court's already started hearing cases and we have the midterm elections coming up here pretty soon. So maybe we should just hold off and see what happens with those midterm elections because they're convinced they're going to win. Now, I know that everybody right now is pissed off because they feel like the Republicans are going along to get along. But what I want you to understand is if you guys stay home in November, we're hosed. I don't care if you like the guy you're voting for right now that has an arm beside his name or not. This election is not the election to make a political statement. And I don't say that lightly because I made a political statement by not voting for Donald Trump. But I was also under the assumption, based on everything that I had seen and all the data points that I had seen, because everything was cooked, that he had no way that he was going to win. None. Look at the numbers. Even 538, which is almost never wrong, was like Hillary by 15 points. So I was pretty safe in my assumption that we had thrown everything overboard and just said, it doesn't matter. We want Hillary. Now we have a group of people that are both Democrats and Republicans that basically seem to want Hillary Clinton. That's the last thing we need. That's the last thing we should be doing. We have the majority right now. These people should be listening to us. I mean, look, I get it. We try to play the nice guys. We'll go along to get along, man. We don't want to be like the Democrats and tell them, you know, elections have consequences. Suck it. Why not? Why not? Is it petty? Is it childish? Maybe it is. But at the same time, we take it every time they're in power. Just giving you my opinion, but how do you stand up to a bully? Do you make the bully lunch? Do you clean their locker? Do you do their homework to make you so, well, I'll clean your locker for you if you stop punching me in the face. That's awesome. After you're done cleaning their locker, they start punching you in the face. I'll bring you an extra lunch every day for a week if you'll stop punching me in the face. After that week's over, they start punching you in the face. You stand up to a bully by giving what you get. The Democrats have learned how to be bullies. They say that we're the bullies, but they're the ones that are doing the bullying. To the point where they have someone within their own party that has leveled accusations against one of their own people, and they don't believe it. And she's got medical reports, all of these things that actually corroborate her story. We don't believe it. It's not credible. This lady's pulling crap up from 36 years ago straight from a smelly place that... Never mind. I don't want to say that word on the radio. But you know what I'm saying. She's pulling it straight from you know where. And, well, we believe her. Now Feinstein's backing it off. It's not my job to determine whether she's telling the truth or not. I'm only the minority party. That's up to the Republicans to determine whether she's telling the truth or not. I have no idea if she's being truthful. That's not what you said yesterday. It's nowhere near what you said yesterday. I believe her. I believe she needs to be heard. You and Schumer both. According to a satire site, Schumer's raped the little girl. I don't believe it. Because the site plainly says it's satire. Somebody who didn't know it was satire picked it up on another site and started running like crazy with it a couple years ago. But it doesn't change the fact that there's now a rumor going around that Chuckie Schumer rapes little girls. Or has long-standing relationships with 16-year-old little girls. Should we throw him out of office because somebody made a blog piece on a satire site? Because that's basically what this is. Because it's uncorroborated. That's my point. There is a justice system for a reason. There is a process for these things for a reason. And the reason is we have to be sure that we know what the hell we're doing when we do it. We can't just take everybody's word. Well, I mean, trust me, if we could just take everybody's word for everything, then guess what? I'm going to go to a bank tomorrow and say, hey, I'm a millionaire. I want to make a withdrawal. You don't have an account with us. I don't care. I told you I'm a millionaire. If we have to believe what everybody says is now the gospel, then I'm a millionaire. Hell, I'll go one better. I'm a squillionaire. Let's just make up a number. What is that? Like probably 20, 40 zeros? Yeah, one with 40 zeros after it. That's how much money I have in my bank account. You don't even have a bank account with us, sir. Are you calling me a liar? Because I just told you I have a one with 40 zeros in my bank account. And you're telling me I don't have an account here. Well, sir, that's because we're telling you the truth. You don't have an account here. It's not the truth because I told you I have an account here. Now, this may seem really asinine to you, but this is what the Democrats are expecting us to believe. That someone who basically walks up and says, I'm a millionaire, even though they don't have a penny in their pocket. And we're supposed to believe everything they're saying because they say they're a millionaire. Now, when you look at it from that perspective, it seems pretty dumb. But because she's using the he touched me, we're supposed to take it at face value. That's the world we live in today. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't believe the accusers. But what I am telling you is most people that make accusations, they make them a hell of a lot sooner than 36 years ago. It's not, I mean, and I actually heard this on the state on 1520 today on the drive home. Somebody had called in and said, you know, I work with people in these type of situations, and it's not that uncommon for them to not say anything until years later. But here's my thought with that. Again, because they were talking about, you know, that Kavanaugh's name might have come up in the news, and they may have heard a story, and it might have freaked them out, and it re-triggered everything. Okay, you know what? That's great. I'll give you that. But the dude was already a judge on the second most powerful court in the country. You can't tell me his name hadn't already been in the news. All right, we're up against a break because I skipped one, so we can't skip this one. This is America Off the Rails. I'm your host, Rick Robinson. We'll be back before you know it, so don't go away.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 $3 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
All right, folks, welcome back to the program. I am Rick Robinson. Again, we are live. This is America Off the Rails, and we're on KLRNradio.com, where liberty and reason still reign. Show is also available on pretty much everywhere you can find podcasts, including Spotify, iHeart, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play Music, iTunes, and again, pretty much everywhere else you can think of. As a matter of fact, if you find somewhere that we're not on, shoot me an email at rick@klrnradio.com or at me at radio, I almost gave you one, at rowdyrick73. And if we're not there, we'll find a way to get there. All right, so continuing the conversation, I don't do this that often, and usually if I do, I try to make sure that we include our very own Sam Janney, but this one actually caught my attention, so, and it's kind of going along with what we're talking about. This is from Twitchy. This is actually done by, looks like it was done by Sarah. Take a bow, Senator Sheldon Whitehouse deserves an Oscar for these Kavanaugh Ford theatrics. So, Senator Whitehouse, anybody else find that a little ironic? Why did Senate Majority Leader pick Monday for Kavanaugh sexual assault hearings? Was it after consultation with the FBI about when a proper investigation would be done? Isn't that the timing that matters right now? Sheldon, the FBI is not going to do a proper investigation because it's not a federal crime, you jackwagon! The FBI has already done their job. They vetted the story, they passed it off to the White House, and even in the FBI recommendations, it says if you choose to act on this information, if there is an investigation that happens at all, it will happen at the local level. If, and it's a huge if, the statute of limitations has not already expired. I'm over this. The Democrats are doing everything that they can to obstruct everything in every way possible, because they are under the assumption that if they can hold things up until October, then the Supreme Court will have started taking cases, and then they can hold things up until November, because they are convinced they're going to flip the Senate in November. They're convinced they're going to flip the House in November. And I have to tell you guys this, if they do, we are hosed. I don't say that theatrically. I don't say that metaphorically. I'm telling you the truth. What do you want in this country? Do you want the thriving economy that we have right now? That apparently is so bad the Democrats think it's terrible, but Barack Obama is running around taking credit for it. Well, Donald Trump is saying that all these things have happened while he's been in office. But let me be clear. Where do you think this started from? Not from you, jackass. Not from you. I'm sorry if I'm fired up tonight, but I'm over it. I'm tired of putting on kid gloves. I'm tired of watching the Republicans run and hide every time the Democrats level some stupid accusation. I'm tired of us well, we have to be the big people on the playground, and somebody has to be the adult. That's fine. Be the adults after you kick their ass. Because I'm tired of us having our... And I say us. I need to really stop doing that because I'm not a Republican anymore. I'm a libertarian. There's a reason I became a libertarian. There's a reason I'm involved with groups like the Real Federalist Coalition. There's a reason why I am tacitly involved with the Federalist Party. Because this two-party system is a joke. This isn't a two-party system. It's the elites versus the non-elites. Look how well they come together if they're on the elite side. Look at how much they've come against Donald Trump if they're on the elite side. Doesn't matter what letter they have behind their name. It only matters that they're elites, they don't view him that way, and he's an outsider who never should have been allowed to obtain the White House. Because it wasn't supposed to happen. They're actually so incensed about the fact that he has the White House that they started cooking up all these crazy ideas of how it was that it happened, because it was impossible. It was impossible for this man to become president. It had to be the Russians. It had to be the Russians. They cooked the books. They fixed the elections. Donald Trump's too stupid. But then on the other hand, you say he's some sort of criminal mastermind because he's been colluding with the Russians. Which one is it? Is he Putin's puppet, a criminal mastermind? Because he can't be both. He can't be both. But I'll tell you what he can be. He can be president of the United States. Because he was and is the duly elected president of the United States. So let me make it simple for you, all you resist folks. The hell are you resisting? He's been in office now 2 years. No matter what you throw at him, he's got two more. I know you don't like it. But it's the truth. And if you don't stop acting like morons, he's going to get four more. So do everybody a favor. Keep doing what you're doing right now. Just being honest, because I don't like you people anymore. I have friends that are liberals that aren't nearly as crazy as you. Them I can tolerate. I'm not an echo chamber kind of guy. But when you start leveling crazy-ass accusations like this against someone who was, for all intents and purposes, a very honorable man, it makes me sick. This is, to steal a phrase from Michelle Obama, because remember, for the first time in my life, I'm proud to be an American. Well, I've had plenty of times in my life where I've been proud to be an American. This is probably one of the first times in a long time I can say I'm actually ashamed to call myself an American. Because we're just letting these people steamroll all over us and basically pull up any excuse they can to be able to kick the can down the road because they're hoping that they're going to be able to flip the script and come back in after the November elections and be like, haha, Mr. President, now you're going to do things our way. And what's worse is I'm afraid we're going to let them. Because it's what we do. We fight and we fight and we fight until we get where we say we want to be and then we stop. And then things get flipped and they start going the other direction. And then eventually they get really, really bad. And then we start fighting again. We've got to fight for the country. We've got to take it back. We've got to get free markets back in place. We've got to get taxes lowered. We've got to get restrictions off these businesses. We've done all of these things. And yet half the people that I talk to are like, you know what, Rick, I'm not sure I'm voting this election. Because I'm tired of watching the Republicans just lay there and take it. I don't think it's worth it. Well, let me tell you this. You're not doing it because you agree with the Republicans 100% of the time. You're doing it, or you should be doing it, because I guarantee you, you probably only agree with the Democrats maybe 30% of the time. So if I got to go with the folks that I agree with maybe 70% of the time versus the folks that I agree with maybe 30% of the time, I know where I'm going. I can't tell you what to do. I would never do that anyway. I can only tell you what I'm going to do. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep working here locally to try to make things as good as possible. I'm going to keep pushing for reforms to make the Libertarian Party stronger. As the Federalist Party gets stronger, I'm going to do what I can do to help them there as well. Because the one thing that I think we really need in this country are choices. We don't have choices anymore. We have the illusion of choice. And it's time that we fix that. This is America Off the Rails. I'm your host, Rick Robinson. Bottom of the hour. Actually, we're late for the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Everyone loves liberty. Rights come from God, not the government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty HealthShare is founded on the idea that most people truly want to help one another. Healthcare sharing allows members to do just that as a true community that supports one another in times of need. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their healthcare. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your health care while helping those around you. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. Again, that's 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or you can check them out at libertyhealthshare.org. Again, that's libertyhealthshare.org.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm. But even then, he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
All right, folks, welcome back to the program. I am Rick Robinson. Man, we're down to about 20 minutes left. Where did the time go? All right, so we're going to change topics, because this, I got to share this with you, because this is about floored me today when I watched the video. This is actually from Project Veritas. This is in regards to Stuart Carafa, who works for the Department of State. The audio may be difficult to hear. I've tried to clean it up as best I can, but we're going to play it anyway. I just got to finish getting a couple things lightened out here. Hang on. All right, here we go.
Everything.
Every level.
I have nothing to lose. It's impossible to fire federal employees. I don't know.
So apparently that wasn't necessarily the audio that I was looking for. But there you heard some of the most important parts. That's actually from, again, his last name's Carafa. He works for the State Department. And basically he's a sitting member of the Socialist Party. He has to file a disclosure every year of every group that he's involved in. And somehow this thing still keeps getting rubber stamped, even though he's a member of the Socialist Party. And actually, basically what he does is he kind of keeps his nose clean until about 5:30, and then if anybody's still around, he starts pushing socialist propaganda, because at that point he's technically off the clock and they really can't say anything about it to him anyway. Now I understand, you know, because with where I work, I'm kind of the closet Republican or closet conservative, or I was until I outed myself and told everybody at work, hey, I'm trying for a gig, you should tune in. Everybody loved it, but I didn't get the job. So now I've been on pins and needles, because, you know, Boss has known for a long time what I do, but it was never anything quite that public before. So I've been a little worried, because I really, that's one of the reasons why the fact that I didn't get the gig hit me really, really hard, because I was like, if I get it, it'll be all right, because I'm already planning on going part-time, and then if anything goes crazy, at least I'll have this to fall back on. But I basically went all in, and now I'm just like, please God, don't let me lose my day job. But it was worth it. I don't, because, you know, at some point you've got to stand up for something, or eventually you're going to fall for anything. So, you know, on one hand, I understand what this guy is doing. So I can't really say too much other than the fact that he's a flippin' socialist. Socialism in this country and the founding of this country are diametrically opposed to one another. The Constitution doesn't have anything to do with the government giving you your rights or your stuff. The Constitution and the Declaration of Independence basically lay out the premise that your rights cannot be given or taken away by any government entity, because they're yours by right of God and because of who you are. The fact that we keep letting so many people walk all over these rights and take them away and erode at them is one of the things that made me start wanting to do this in the first place. You know, I haven't told you guys this story in a long time, but when this started, it all started as a cute little Facebook page that had characters and a cute little theme, and we would talk about politics, and occasionally it would get crazy, but we softened it all because it was cute little animal characters. My character was a penguin wearing a Gladstone t-shirt, because that's my basic philosophy. Don't mess with me, and I won't mess with you. It really is that simple. I don't care what you do, who you're doing it with, as long as you're not hurting anybody else. But you start trying to mess with me, and I'm going to come at you with everything that I have. These socialist morons are trying to take everything about this country and turn it on its head. That's like the class system. This country didn't have a class system. We do now. We have lower class, and middle lower class, and upper lower class, and lower middle class, and middle class, and middle upper class, and middle upper class. And lower upper class, and middle upper class, and upper upper class, and then we have the 1%ers. It's all about envy. This country was never supposed to be about envy. This country was about you being able to do what you felt God called you to do. We're all born cold, naked, and hungry. It's up to us how we fix those things. We're all born basically the same way. We have certain points of view that feel that the government should provide everything for you so you don't have anything to worry about, because who needs stress in their lives, man? Just let the government take care of everything for you. You guys want to know what we're fighting about right now with this Kavanaugh thing? That's it, right there. Take all of the BS away, strip all of the posturing away, and we're fighting for our very existence, whether we recognize it or not. And I'm not saying that out of hyperbole, because these people want to change the foundation of this country. They don't like the Constitution. They talk about it when they're not in power, And well, the Republicans are violating the Constitution. Donald Trump, what he did was completely a violation of the rules when he decided to declassify those documents. The same person who dared him to declassify these documents, he did it. This is an abuse of power. You dared him to do it. It's Donald effing Trump. What did you think he was gonna do? Oh, he's dared me to do it. I should probably not do that. You wanna dare me to do something? I'll show you. That's Donald Trump. But what I don't understand is you guys should be really, really happy. Because if he's declassifying it all and sending out the unredacted version of the important parts that show, you know, because that's what he wants everybody to see. These are the sections that outline how it is the FBI got to the point where they felt they needed a FISA warrant against Carter Page. We've shown you the part with all the little black lines through it. Now we're going to let you see all of it. If these people are so sure that everything they did was on the up and up, and that they really do believe that they found the smoking gun through Carter Page, then why are they suddenly freaking out that these documents are about to be declassified? Just asking. Because it makes no sense to me. None of this makes any sense to me. Unless you look at it from the perspective of resist, 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 and then resist some more. It's not about who's right or wrong. It's about maintaining power. The Democrats have felt their power slipping away since Donald Trump got elected. The establishment on both sides have felt their power slipping away since Donald Trump got elected because that was never supposed to happen. I've outlined to you guys before exactly why I feel like it really wasn't supposed to happen. When they talked about the insurance policy in the text messages, I can tell you what I believe that insurance policy was. Donald Trump was supposed to throw in the towel. The Trump family and the Clinton family have been connected for a very long time. They've gone to each other's children's weddings. They've played golf together. There's weird pictures of Bill and Donald. This wasn't supposed to happen. This is why everyone that he has thought was his friend up until 5 minutes ago is coming at him with everything they have, because this wasn't supposed to happen. I don't have any way to tell you 100% that I'm right, but I am telling you with every fiber of my being, I believe he was supposed to take it on the chin and he didn't do it. It explains why everyone who is anyone in DC right now is completely flipping out, and it hasn't stopped in 2 years. They've thrown everything they can at him and he still keeps coming. They throw this at him and he says, fine, we'll declassify it so people can see exactly what it is that you think you know. And then we'll see what the American people think. Well, you can't do that. That's going to uncover state secrets. Well, you told me to do it. So I did what you told me to do, and now you're yelling at me because I did it. I feel like I'm watching a bad argument between parents. I hate using that analogy with government, but that's exactly what I feel like right now. I feel like I'm watching a dysfunctional parental unit fighting with each other. Because one side says, well, you should do this, and then everything will be okay. The other side does it. Oh, no, that wasn't what I meant. That's not going to work. You shouldn't have done that. It's crazy. The level of crazy that is going on in our government right now is astounding to me. The fact that we have so many people that are screaming and yelling and gnashing of teeth is actually really entertaining. But it's also very maddening. Because the guy hasn't done anything that's that terrible. Setting aside the things that he did decades ago when he wasn't even a public figure yet. Or at least not a political figure. I don't know what he did with Stormy Daniels. I don't care. He wasn't president then. Well, Rick, that goes to his morals. How many of you have cheated on your spouse? So I'm just supposed to not talk to you ever again because you've done things that you shouldn't do? I'm not supposed to believe you're a good person because you've made bad choices? We've all made bad choices. We've all done stupid things. Statute of limitations is worn off, so I'll be happy to tell you about the time when I was 12 years old and I shoplifted a bag full of candy from a 7-Eleven in Seattle, Washington. We've all done stupid things. We've all done things that we wish we could take back. We've all had moments in time where we say, you know, if I had that to do over again, I probably wouldn't have made that particular decision. And again, I'm not drawing an inference with Kavanaugh because I don't, I'm sorry. Again, if it makes me a member of the He-Man Woman Haters Club, so be it. Club session called to order. Please read the minutes. Just saying. I don't believe this woman. If that makes me a hater, I don't care. I don't buy it. 36 years later, this guy's been in the public eye for a very, very long time. Been on the second most influential and powerful court in this country, and you're just, well, now he's going to be a Supreme Court justice. That's different. No, what's different is you guys are convinced that he's going to be the fifth vote against Roe v. Wade. You guys don't even understand how this works. Look, I'm going to lay this out again, and then hopefully this is the last time we have to talk about this. I've already gone through another break, so we're just going to keep on going. We'll take another one in a couple of minutes. But I want to get this out one more time. The Supreme Court cannot make up its own caseload. It can only hear cases there that are in front of it. It can't say, oh, we have a new justice. We should go back and look at Roe v. Wade from 1970, blah, blah, blah. Oh, we don't agree with that now. We're going to overturn it. That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works. So this imaginary tariff fit that he's going to be the fifth vote against Roe v. Wade, you know what? I hope he is. Someday, I hope he is. Does that make me a member of the He-Man Woman Haters Club too? I don't care. Because you know what that does? It doesn't outlaw abortion. It makes it the responsibility of the states to determine whether or not they want something like that happening within their borders. Is that a bad thing? I don't think so. All right, since we've already blown through another break, we got to take one. We'll be right back. We're going to make this one a little bit longer than usual to make up for the other one I didn't take. So we'll be right back.
Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not the government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty HealthShare is founded on the idea that most people truly want to help one another. Healthcare sharing allows members to do just that as a true community that supports one another in times of need. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your health care while helping those around you. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. Again, that's 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or you can check them out at libertyhealthshare.org. Again, that's libertyhealthshare.org.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
All right, folks, welcome back to the program. So we've pretty much been all over the place today. Well, I guess not really. We've been focusing mostly on Kavanaugh and the craziness from the left, which I think, unfortunately, is going to be a recurring theme for us. But believe it or not, we are just about out of time. Want to thank everybody for taking the time to tune in. Whether you listen live, Memorex podcast, doesn't really make any difference to me. The fact that you listen at all is absolutely amazing to me. And I do, again, want to thank you for taking the time to do that, no matter how you choose to do so. If you like what we're doing here, please, please, please follow along with the station. You can do so on Facebook, KLRN Radio. You can follow along on Twitter at KLRN Radio. You can follow along on Minds at KLRN Radio. You can follow along with me on Facebook at Rick Robinson. You can follow along with me on Twitter at RowdyRick73. You can follow along with me on Minds at Radio Host Rick, because they won't let you change your at there. And I don't know. I realized when I was done doing the whole radio thing on KOKC, I never once gave out any of my contact info, because it just felt really weird to say Radio Host Rick, and I'm still a fill-in over there, so I figure if I get to fill-in again, I don't really want to be, yeah, I'm a radio host, yeah, I don't know, just seemed kind of weird, so we changed it, but sadly, Minds, it's part of your metadata, so they won't let you change it over there. If you haven't made an account over there, I do encourage you to do so. It's kind of weird, it's like an amalgamation between Facebook and Twitter with added security, but it is an unusual platform. And they don't have any free speech issues right now, which is part of the reason why I like being over there, even though I'm not on it nearly as much as I am Facebook and Twitter right now. But that is pretty much going to do it for this particular episode, so I do want to thank you guys again. I know I say that a lot, but I mean it, because, guys, I guess the biggest thing for me was all the positive feedback I got from everybody. I guess the downside to that is I got all this feedback from all these people that were like, oh my god, you're awesome at this. And I'm like, I've been doing this for 11 years. Where the hell have you been? Because they're like, I've never heard you before. That was amazing. Dude, I do like 40 million shows a week. Where the hell have you been? Not to sound negative, but it's just weird, because I had all these local people that were like, dude, you're amazing. I can't believe you didn't get the job. And then they're like, I can't believe I'm not going to get to listen to you anymore. I'm like, dude, you can listen to me every day. I don't know if they are, but, you know, it's just, I don't know. It is what it is. All right, so that's going to, we're out of here, just about out of time. Jen and Rick is coming up next for everybody that wants to stay tuned for that. Again, you know, I know not everybody likes to listen live, so remember, pretty much everything we do is on pretty much every podcast source known to man. And I will be off tomorrow night from in front of the mic anyway. I'll be here for the Conservative Promotion Radio Show, then followed by FUBAR, One Nation Under Foo. Jess's POV will be off until Thursday. I guess it's a Jewish holiday, so she's not going to be doing any radio until Thursday. I actually missed that memo last night and tweeted out and then realized that I was kind of caught flat-footed because she wasn't doing a show. But that's all right. I'm not, you know, I'm all about freedom of speech and freedom of religious expression, so I'm not worried about that. All right, got to get out of here because we got me and Jen coming up next. Again, love you guys. Thank you for taking time out of your day to spend time with us, whether you're listening to this show or whichever ones it is you choose to listen to. The fact that you listen to so much of what we put out is absolutely amazing to me. And in the words of Bill S. Preston Esquire, until I see you again, be excellent to each other. We're out.
Don't.
See you guys. I'm going home. Later.
Game over.